Let us start again from the Mishnah and Daf Pei Zayin Lamed Aleph. Ve'isha bizman shehi bebeis baila. So that's according to Rashi, this means that when she was bebeis baila, she was not redufa bebeis avia. So that's called shehi bebeis baila. That means she's happy being with her husband, and she wasn't redufa l'leches al beis avia. And we're speaking about the second Pesach, the second regel. This is the second regel. It's here, shochat oleho baila, v'shochat oleho avia. And now there's a suffix. There's a suffix that, which Korban Pesach does she want to be a money on? Shochat aleha baila, v'shochat aleha avia, teichal mishel baila. So we say, mistome, she is niche to be a money on the Korban Pesach of her husband. So Rashi says, the mistome daita li money sal shel baila, kolzman sheloi pirsho she yeidaita b'shel avia. There's no Pirish, and there's a choice, we assume, Anan Sadi, that she is Nichem to be Monoi on the Korban Pesach of her husband. Regel Rishen Lases Beveis Avia, the first Yontef after the Chasana, Shochat Ala Avia Veshochat Ala Baila Teichel Bemokem Shehiroitze. Regel Horishen, Sarashi says, Kach Berech HaNesuis Lo Leches LeBeis Avin Regel Horishen Shach HaNesuin. The first Yontif after the Chasna, they usually go to their parents. Teichol Mimokim Shiroitze Begmora Mukilo K'she'eino Ridufo Leilech Ad Heino LeBeis Avio Tomit. Before the Yomim Toivim, before the Regolim, she was not Ridufe. She's such a woman that is not roduf to go the base of Yatomit. So therefore, Hilkech Mesaf Gelon Bahai Nechelo Elim Kein Pirsha. So it's a suffix. We do not know. This is the first case is speaking about Ein Reduf and it's a regal shiny. So then there's no suffix anymore. Mistome, she wants to be Amnuya on the Korban Pesach of her husband. The first regal, there's a suffix. Teichal b'mokim shehiroitze, so there she eats, she's a menuya on the Korban Pesach, that she is mefarish, that she wanted to be a menuya. Yosayim sheshochtu olav apetrupsin. So Rashi says apetrupsin shehoyu loy shnayim. Here a yosim, that's a cotton. And here two apetrupsim, and each one was memane him on their Korban Pesach. Vimnu zeh al pischoi, vizeh al pischoi. So here the halach is, yoichol b'mokim shehu reitze. We'll see later in the Gemara that this doesn't have the same translation like the yoichol b'mokim shehu reitze by Yeisha. Eved shol shnei shutfim. What if you have a eved that belong to two shutfin? So here, lo yoichal mishel shneihem. He's not permitted to eat by any of the Korbanos Pesach of his two adonim. So Rashi says, lo yoichal mishel shneihem, loy mipischoi shel zeh, veloy mishel zeh. Vafilu him noho echad al pischoi, even one of the adonim was memanim on his Pesach, Minosan Rishus Lochelik Aacha Limones Alze. Since he's an Eved Kanani, so his decisions are decided by his Odin. So just like we had before, all the cases are speaking about the husband Shechter Korban Pesach for the wife, the father Shechter Korban Pesach. But you need the Rotzen of the Ishe, or this money to be a money. You need the Ratzin to be a money and a Korban Pesach. So Memele, his decisions, his Ratzin, since he's an Eved of two shutvim, skufay konoy, so you need the rotzen of his adonim. That means if adon aleph wants to be mamanim on his Pesach, so you need the askom that is, so the chelik that belongs to adon beis, so you need the askom of adon beis that he should be a mamuna on Pesach aleph. That is speaking about that kopdi adodi, these two adonim, there's a friction between them. No, none wants to derive benefit from the other one. So memele, so he doesn't have a kopdi pesach tea from. Bloimi pisrei sholzeh, vloimi sholzeh. Vafilum noho echod al pisrei, minosan rishus lechele ka'achel imoni salzeh. So memele, because you need the rishus of the odin on the second chelik. Ve'en lo itakone, elim kein rotsu shneim sheyimni mechon. Unless both are maskim that he should be a monui on the korban pesach of one of them. Mi shechetshoy eved vechetshoy ben chayrim. What if a person is a chatzi eved vechatzi ben chayrim? Lo yoichal mishal raboy. The mistame loyhoyo das rabbi lehimonois chelek hacheres al pisroi. So memele, so here till now we were speaking about the das of the person who wants to become a moni. You need their das also. And by this last case, it seems the chesorin is not in the eved. The chesorin is in the other, in the memane. He wasn't mistamaloya das rabbi limonis chelek acheres al pisroi. So therefore, he's not a money on the kolben, the chelek acheres is not a money on the kolben pesach of the other. So the gemore shamet mino yesh breire. So we see from this Mishnah we hold yesh breire. Let us see what Rashi says. Kesal kedai toch mimokim shehi roitze b'shas achile koma. She is mevarer b'shas achile sapesach. She's mevarer on which kolbin she wanted to be a monoyan b'shas shrite. That means b'shas. That's the pashas of the lashon of Mishnah. The Mishnah says. Toichal b'mokem shehi roitze. So vaistois, her decision lemaise is made b'shas achila. L'chayre, you need the rotzen of the monoi before the shchita that they should be a bailam on this kolben. Amrinen uvrar the shchita zrike dai pesach shave is darik alo d'hayitze. And the Mishnah says, he says, so we understood that. Let's say if we would question her right before the shchita, we gave her a questionnaire on which kolben do you want to be a monoyan? Here's your husband's kolben, here's your father's kolben. On which kolben do you want to be a monoyan? So the Gemara understood the mission. She said, on the one I'll decide on later. I want to be on a moni on the one I'll decide on later. So that is totally in Breire. That means now it is not Mevurah. It is not Mevurah now, but she's saying, I want to be a money on the one I'll decide on later. And the Mishnah says it's good. So Tzaraya Yesh Breire. The Sfas Emes asks Akasha, why do we need Breire over here? Why is it totally in Breire? L'chayre is a klal of Zochen L'odom Shaloi Befono. So each one that's Mimanahar, and his Kolben Pesach, there's a din zochen l'odom shaloi befono. So she can become a money on her father's Kolben, she can become a money on her husband's Kolben. Lebaisa, if she doesn't want to be a money on one of them, so she's Megaladas lady, she doesn't want to be a money on that Kolben, just like by Geiris. The Gemara says there's an Indian of Geiris, the ghost to al schie, bezen matvila noise al das bezen, which goes to with the gidreya schie, and igdilu yechailam limchais. If later the ger decides that he doesn't want the geris, so that's a halacha in hilchis schie. If yen is mevare that it's not a schutz for him, so it becomes bottled the schie. So l'chayre, what is the problem? Why is this tali in breira? That's what the Sfas Emes asks. The Sfas Emes first wants to say that if we would say that it works out zochin l'adam shaloi befonov, so it means theoretically she could be a monoi on her husband's kolben and on her father's kolben. Each one is a schus. So l'chayre, the first one that was geshochten, she should be a monoi on that one. In the Mishnah, I say she can be a monoi on anyone. That's why the Gemara told it to Tzabreir. But on the first one, L'chayre, she can sicher be a monoi on the Din Breire. The Mishnah, I say she can be a monoi on the second one, so Kochoch, we have to say that Ke'ilul Mafreya, she said that she didn't want to be a monoi on the first one. So that's why you need Breira. That's what the Sfas Emes wants. Everybody says from the Loshna Rishayim by Stoyes that without Breira she wouldn't be a money on any of them. Bachsach Mir, the Shaila of the Sfas Emes is not Shver, because the Chazaynish in Asugye brings a Gemara Nedorim. The Gemara Nedorim, Bachsach Mir, the Gemara says, Hifrish Pesach Al Chaveiroi, Loi osa veloi klum, the bein and das. There's no such din of zochel adam shloi befonov by kolbonis. By kolbonis, you need the das of the one who's going to become the bala kolbon. There's no such din of zochel adam. So you need das b'shas afrosha. Which kolbon do you want to be a bailam on this kolbon and this kolbon? You need a beferish das. It doesn't work. Shloi befonov. So the Shaila was, so we need this das before the Shechita. Which kolben does she want to be? We need a positive das. Can work shaloi befonov. And the only das we have, she says, I want to be a money and the one I'll decide on later. Well, that's not saying too much. That is tali in breire. Tiv yod yesh breire, so that's sufficient. So she was mevara now. She wants to be money, the one she'll decide later. But if you hold ein breire, so memele, so b'shas t'chalois, b'shas when she has to be a bailam, it is not mevura. The yasidis cannot be mevara retroactively. So l'chay the Gemara is very good. Shamet mino yesh breire. And for the Gemara, my right b'shas shchite. No, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah means to say that by the regal rishon there's a suffix. There is a suffix, there's no birr on which kolben she wants to be a menuyan. So therefore, she has to be mevare b'shah shchite. And if she's not mevare b'shah shchite, so in the chadami, it won't help. B'shah shchite, zot rashi, shesha'alnu espia b'shah shchite, v'om rabo zeh ani roitze. Zot ha'isve, so ishe, my roitze b'shas shchite v'davke birera b'shas shchite. It will only be good if she said b'shas shchite which kolben she wants. Avoloi birera ein eichelus loy mishal zeh v'loy mishal zeh. This was Emes brings the Raif from Tosis. Not the way he said. It's a pasnet zochen lolem shloy b'fono. Avol b'reisha by reisha we hear the reisha which is speaking about a regal sheni, which we say, since he's not reduf al aleches al beis aviyo, so we say, mistome daitol imonis al shal bailo, zafil istome echeles mishal bailo. I have a non-sadi that there is an ichuse, there is an ichuse from her that she should be a menuya on the kolben of bailo. Praktige morgen weiter minu. We learned in a baraisa, isha regal harishen, aicheles mishel aviyo. The first regal, aicheles mishel aviyo, it's not a suffix. That's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that regal harishen is a suffix. Mikan veilach, the second regal, roitz is a suffix, roitz aicheles mishel aviyo. Yeah, mikan veilach, roitz aicheles mishel aviyo, roitz mishel bailo. The Gemara loy kasha kan berdufa leilech kan b'she'ein berdufa. So there's again see Rashi. Echelus mishal aviya min astam mas nisen b'she'ein berdufa leilech tomid leveis aviya. Our Mishnah is speaking about But before the regolim, she never was a redufa to go tamid lebeis aviyah. The beis baila choviv lo hilkach. Kol shah haregolim, the second regolim further, vadai shaykh basrei. So zicher, she wants to be a menuya on her husband's gold. The regol rishain, but the first regol, sofik, that's a sofik. The Bereise is speaking about an Ishe who was a Redufe before the Regolim. L'leilech tomid lebeis aviyo. Hilkach regol rishin vaday bos aviyo. There's no suffix. Mikan ve'eilech, the second regol is a suffix that she has to be mevar. Dechsiv. Also Yisi ve'einov kemoitzeish sholoim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan kechalo shenimtzei shleimu beveis chomeo redufo leilich lahagit shvocho beveis oviyom. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, and this is Tais v'srayek neged Rashi, the chsiv is very modne. The Gemara brings a pasuk. There's no pasuk, there's no generality. There's two types of women. About kaponim, the pasuk tells us, he mentioned yesterday, kemoitzei sholoim has two meanings. It means nimtzei shleima, that she was nischavava eitzel bailo. It also means that she wants to be moitzi, she wants to be mefarsim, the sholim, to beis aviyo. Zot the Gemara weiter. See, it says in the pasuk, Bohoyo Bayoimahu Nuumashem Tikri Ishi Vulay Tikri Li Oid Bali. That Losid Lovoy Klal Yisroel will call the Rabbeinu Shloilom Ishi and not Bali. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the difference between Ishi and Bali? Kechalo Beveis Chomel. Ishi means after the Nisuin. She's together with her husband. Like a kala beveis aviyah. Not like a kala, kikala beveis aviyah, that there he's only a baal, an odin. What does Rashi say? No Rashi over here. But that's the Ishi is a loshen ishus, a loshen chibe. And that's after the Nisuin. Loisikrili oid bali. Gabuch, I once wanted to say with this posik, is a Rashi in the beginning of Kedushin, that everyone mutches zich with a Rashi. The first Rashi in Kedushin, Ha'isha niknis, Rashi says, lebailo. So what is Rashi coming to say, Ha'isha niknis lebailo? What else are we speaking about? Isha Niknis Labailo. So I once wanted to say that Rashi is telling us that the Mishnah says later, Ayavoma Niknis, Rashi says Liyovo. The Kinyan of Ayavoma is a Kinyan Nisuin. After which she becomes a Nisuin. Yibu makes her for a Nisuin. So you have Isha Niknis, Ayavoma Niknis. So one would think that just like the Kinyan of Ayavoma is, it makes her for a Nisuin. So the Kinyan of Isha also makes up on the Suez. So Rashi says, no, Isha Niknis Lebailo. Baal is a Loshan Eiris, and that's his posik. Isha is a Loshan Eiris. Like this is Isha Niknis Leisha. It says Lebailo to tell you that is only a Kinyan Eiris. There's only a Kinyan Adnus. That's a Loshan Baal. He's an Odin. But he's not a Loshan Ishus. Ochais Lanuk Tano Vishadayim Ein Lo. Omar Rabbi Yochanan zu Eilon, shezochso lilmoi, vloizochso lilamet. Let us see Rashi. Vishodayim lohonik acherim, ein lo, she ein hano mimeno. That one cannot derive benefit from the Talmide Chachomim in Eilon. Zu Eilon. Shahoyu bo Daniel, Shanema, Vani, בשושן הבירו, אשר באילום המדינה, וזוכה ללמוד, he was able to learn, ולרוב הצטרה בישראל. He was not able to be מרבה צטרה. אבל בובל גידלו עזרו, in בובל there was עזרה הספר. וכסיב, היכן לבובה ילידרו שצטרת השם, ולעסס וללמד בישראל חוק ומשפט. So the Gemara is saying that this is speaking about the Talmidei Chachamim, which were in Nisgadol and Elam. What is the characteristic of Elam? So the Gemara in Kiddushin that Memtesam at Beis is Mevayah. The Gemara says, Yud Kabin Gassis Yordolo Elam, Tes Notla Elam. Elam was a mokim of Gassis Haruach. V'simin legasis anius batayre. That's what the Gemara says, that if it's gasis haruach, Rashi explains, they're not mishamish tamidei chachomim, they're not machzer alimudam, gasis brings with it, it's not too much yigiyah, it's not what I know already, what, not too much missing, if there's anivis and there's shiflis, then that brings with it more yegiyah. So Elam was a mokim that was had a hashpo of gasas haruach. So it affected the talmidei chachamim there. So the ma'isa there was an anias hatayr in Elam v'shadayim einlo. They were only able to learn, but they weren't able to be marbet tayr. Tachsmer is a meiridike taych. From the Baal Shem Tov, Toi mi'at la'tzadik mi'hamoin rishoyim rabim. So that's in the Baal Shem Tov Taich, if there's hamoin rishoyim rabim, there's such a sviv of rishoyim, so only Toi ma'at la'tzadik. The tzadik can't be too good, because he's influenced by the hamoin rishoyim. If one finds oneself in a mokim of Elam, which was Molei with Gassus HaRuach, it ended up with Toiv Ma'at LaTzadik also. So they were Aniyim B'Toire, Shadayim Einlo. Ani Choymo V'Shodai Kamigdolois. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Choymo Zu Toiro. Toiro is a Choymo, is a protection for Klal Yisrael. V'Shodai Kamigdolois, Eilu Talmidei Chacham. V'shodai, Zitrashi, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Hamanikim Acherim Kishadayim Alolu, Talmidei Chachamim which are Marbitz Toire, they're Kamigdolei Shemeginim Al Hadoyer. A tower with someone that's watching in the tower when the enemy is coming, that's a greater protection than a Choyma. A choyma without a migdol is not too much of a protection. So the Iker Hagone of Klal Yisrael is the Marbitze Teira Dem Megin on the door. The Rava Omar Ani Choyma Zu Knesses Yisrael. The Shodek HaMigdoles Eilu Bote Knesiyis U Bote Midroshes. Rashi says in Baba Basra, Ani Choyme Zu Knesses Yisrael V'goydrin Atzmon Miletamei Bo'ivdei Keichovim. Klal Yisrael Mitzad Atzmon tries not to mix with the Goyim. But the Iker protection is from the Koyach, I say it's the Koyach HaTfilin, the Koyach HaTayre. That's the Boti Knesis, the Boti Midroshis. Omar Rav Zutre Bartuvia Omar Rav. May dechsiv asher boneinu knetiyem migudolim binureyem. Binoiseinu chizaviyois mechutoveis tavnis heichol. So what is pshat in the posik? Asher boneinu knetiyem. Eilu bachure Yisroel shuloi toamu tam chet. They weren't toyim atam chet. The Marsha says, maybe it's merumis in binureyim. just like he says, anaro is anishet shaloi nivalo, so anar is someone that was not boyol abile asure. Shaloi toamu tam chet, they weren't toyim the tam of a chet. Binoiseinu chizaviyois elu besulois Yisrael, sha'oigdois pischeyem lebaleyem. Let us see Rashi. Kinetiyim netiyais yoinkais, these are young plants, young netiyais, shaloinis kalkulu adayin loire bohem sheva. Netiyim megudolim. Sha'oigdois pischeyem lebaleyem, Saismais pischeyem, achem izdakekois lebaleyem, ve'einom nivolois la'achere. This is the shvach of the Bnei Yisrael. Loshenache, shemagidois pischeyem, shalnide lebaleyem, lifreish mehem. Oigdois is some loshen, not a loshen of kshire, of many of a loshen hagode, of relating. Livreish mehem. Vaf al pi shetaboson rabo. Even though there's a meiridike taive, af al pi kein is oigdeis pischei. Vecheinu oimer, now the Gemara is going to bring two psukim that the posik is magdish this nekude. That there is a ribuya taive, bafal pikein. Vechenu oimer, it says by the bonois kizavios, the likes of zavios. It says, umolu kamizrok kizavios. Kizavios mizbeach. So what does Rashi say? Ma zavios, let us see what Rashi says. Ma zavias v'cheinu oimer molu kamizra kezavias mizbeach. Ma zavias tohosam ksibu umolu. Ochinami b'noiseinu chizavias. Al yedei shemismaloi staive, temolei taive, afal pikein v'ein niskokeis elo atche yavoyu baleia. So the pasuk is madgish this inyan of zaviyos. We boy yisayim mehoche mizaveinu meleim mifikin mizan alzon. Also, at the loshen meleim, it seems that the meleim is going on dam chimut, dam taive, v'afal pikein, it's oigdois. We're speaking about the shvach of Klal Yisroel, of the Bnei Yisroel. The Rambam in Shmeine Prokim, in Perik Vov, brings down two mahalchim. He brings down first from the philosophim, that they said that if a person has a netiyah l'ra, and he's kaivish is retainus, he's moishal al retainus. Or you have a person who doesn't have an atiyah l'ra. So they say, which one is better? So they said that the fakelta, one who doesn't have an atiyah l'ra, that's better, that's mochoshev. That's one mahalach. And then he brings down, I'll say over b'miktsas, the loshon harambam, from Chazal weist eis nisht azoi. He says as follows, mi shemis ave la'aveiris, a person who is a taive to do aveiris, v'nichsaf aleyem, this mis'ave, v'nichsaf, kisuf, it's mamish, segeitim on 11, hu yoyser choshuv v'yoyser sholem. This person is godoyim. Mi asheloyis ave aleyem. Atcha amru, that Chazal tell us, shekol sheyiye ha'odom, yoyser choshuv v'sholem, tiye yoyser shukosoy la'aveiros. This, the more choshuv a person is, So he is a bigot shuka to do averis. Where do we find this? Chazal tell us in Suki, kol agodol mich avera, yitzre godol emenu. Fakert, Abaye saw a maise, Abaye said if he would have been in that matzah, he would durchgefallen. So Abaye was megala, his weak points, he fakert, he wouldn't be able to be oimid ben isoy. And fakert, because you're godol mich avera. Then the Rambam brings another Gemara. Lefum Tzaro Agro. The Gemara says that Fakert, the more Tzar a person has, the Schar is dependent on the Schar. If a person has a bigger Netiyah to do an Aveira, so he gets the more Schar. He gets the Schar. Fakert, we see the Schar is to the one who has a bigger Netiyah to do an Aveira. The Eisam is there, the Rambam says. Shehem tzivu liyo isa odom misavel averes fakel. He brings a teres koinim that is rotzen Hashem. Lo yoimar odom I evshi lovoy el ho erve. Elo evshi uma ese ovi shebe shemayim gozor oloi fakel. Chazal wanted davke fakel. It shouldn't be. It's not that it's below my dignity. No, evshi v'ovi shebashemayim gozer alai. Lemaise, the Rambam says that the first mahalach is also an emes mahalach. He says it matters what kind of aveira you're speaking about. If we are speaking about a aveira that the seichel is mechayet, that one shouldn't do it, like gezel, shviches domim, he says, if a person darf sich zurückhalten, nicht zu gazeln und nicht zu hargenen, then take, he's an oiswal. If he has such netiyas in him, that he is a netiyah that the seichel anushi is mechayev, that one shouldn't do such a thing, then that's sicher a person who doesn't have such a netiyah, and he has to hold himself back with chains, so the person who doesn't have such a netiyah is much greater than him. But when it comes to isurim, that the only the seichel is not mechayiv that this is also fakert, that only the Torah answered it. Then fakert, the iker avoide is fakert evshi umaese sheovi shebashemayim gozer alai. That is the iker avoide. That is the lefum tzara agro. This dachme apsat was a bekannt amoyredike meise from the goyim. The goyim was once by a mesibe, and there was a person that was speaking, and he said, "Alavai, that I should have the yetzer hara of the goyin, and no one should have my yetzer toy." So he explained his statement. He said, "Vos zok the goyin yetzer hara tem?" Not to learn. I mean, he knows it. So he says, 2 minutes, don't rest for 2 minutes, and you learn the rest of the day. But for 2 minutes, who's a chav? What does my Yetzer Tov tell me? Learn the whole day. He knows seven and a half. He said, learn a little. Your battles are a little bit learn. So my Yetzer Tov tells me to learn a little bit. The Goyim's Yetzer Hara tells him to learn the whole day and rest a little bit. No, Alavaya would have the Goyim's Yetzer Hara. So the Goyim was there. He says, I was too schlecht ois gekookt if you have had my Yetzer Hara. You don't know what my Yetzer Hara is right. That it's called Shagodim Echaveri Yitzhoi Godol Amen. So I'll copon him. When the Pasuk is speaking of the Shvach of the Bnei Yisrael, so the Pasuk is verkehrt, is madgish, is kizaviyois. It's kizaviyois that meleyois taive, in oigdois pischayim. That is the Shvach of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara continues, what's the taich, mechutovois tavnis heichol? Eilu ve'eile, saide bachure Yisrael, saide b'noish Yisrael, mala alein akosu kilu nivna heichel b'yimeyem. Could be, the Gemara is telling us, what is the dimyan to the heichel? Chazal tell us, Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim brings this down, kol mokeim sh'ata moitze geder erve, ata moitze kedushe.
the stifling keine de igrese rights. Bizman, shah adam hu betoikef tavosoi, umizgaber olov, lefisha teira ischosoi, os mamshech olov oir kidusha neira va oyoim she'en lishaya. Take verkehrt in as man of tkifes atai, when he's misgaber, so he's moishech on himself a kidusha neira. So the Pasuk is telling us that the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Yisrael is ke'ilu nivne heichel b'meyim, their anhoge of lahag deratmo min aveire, that is equivalent to binyan ha-heichel. And perhaps we could be moisef one more nekude. The Avodas Yisrael and Parshas Noach brings down a merdik Al Shech HaKodesh. The Al Shech HaKodesh says, and that's what Chazal tell us, Kol mi shaloi nivne beis hamikdosh biyomov ki ilu nechav biyomov. A merdik mechayim of Chazal. So the Al Shech HaKodesh asks, we see that so many doiris of Gedoyle Yisrael passed by and was loinivne b'yimeyem, so kilo nechav, it seems that they're a sibe of chulben abayis. So the Alshach HaKadosh says, be'emeson, there's no taina on yechidim. It could be that the doir isn't roi that the bayis should be nivne. But what is the taina? The taina is, shiloinivne beis hamikdosh b'yom mov. The Shaila is, were the days, his days, that he existed on this world, were these days of Binyan or were these days of Chulban? What did he do with his days? Guck nicht auf der Welt. Guck nicht auf dem Beis HaMikdash. Aber kol der shalei nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomov is an Indian that each person has days on this world. So if mitzad his days, it should have been built. So the Meila says, not Tilu Necha B'yomov. Fakert, it was Nivne B'yomov. The Poyla wasn't Nivne because there was other people also around. Because of them, the Bayis wasn't Nivne. But Yomov were days that built the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara is Magdash over here. Ke'ilu Nivna Heichel B'mehem. Their days. The days that they are around. And their Mizgabel. And their Taivis. So the Meila, this is Kilo Nivna Heichel B'meyam. Let us see Rashi. Kilo Nivna Heichel B'meyam, Dochi Mashma Mechutovais, Bebinyan Mechutovais, Bebinyan Heichel. Oiskak Bebinyan Heichel, Tavnes Loshen Binyan. Tais Viskizovios, Malo holon dam avkan dam nidois. That is that they were kissing. So that's some of the second pshat in Rashi. Sha oigdois pischeim lebalei. Zok te gemore weiter. Dvar Hashem asher hoya alei sheya bimei uzi yo yoisom ocho zichiski yo malcha Yehuda. That Hosea was, He lived in the times of these four malachim. The Perik Echod Nisnabu Dalad Neviim. In one time, there were four Neviim that said Nevuah. The Godel Shebekulon Hosea. The greatest one was Hosea. Shenema Tchiles Dibar Hashem Bahosea. This was the first Navi the Rebbein Shalom spoke to. So what's a Tchila Dibar Hashem by Yisheya? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tchila Labo Neviim Shenisnabu Bo'isei HaPerik. He was the first one, and it seems Chazal that's called Godel Shebekulo. Elu hein, who are the four Neviim, Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. Now the Gemara derives from what it says in the Psukim that there was a Psashtikal Akdome before the Psukim which are written. there was such a conversation between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Hoshea. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHoshea Bonecha Chotem. So Hoshea should have said, Bonecha Heim B'nei B'chunecha. That the bonim of the Ovis who are bochun, they were the Eibishter that was boichin them with nisyonis. Heim b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov galgal rachamecho aleihem. That's what he should have said. Should have been meirer rachman. Loidayoi shloyoma kach. He agreed. Ela oma alefonav rebeini shloylam. Kala oylam shelochu. Havirin bu macheres. Adarabba fitzchotu. So why should you stick with them? Adarabba. Biboicher another umen. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'ese L'Zokin Zeh. Amir de Kemaise. I tell him Bonecha Chotu and he's masking. Oima Aloi. So I'm going to tell him. I'll make that it'll be Chayzer from what he said. Such an easy thing. Havirin Bu Macheres. Oima Aloi Leich V'Kach Isho Zoyno V'Hoy Lidloch Bonim Znunim. If he'll be able, the Bnei Znunim, if he'll send them away, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'mei uziyohu, mishum da'ayri, b'knesses Yisrael, b'loshen isha, haniseis leba. We started talking about Klal Yisrael, that's equivalent to a isha. K'damoron, that's how we started off the sugya, k'moitzei shole. Not yet no nami loho da'isheye, Tichsibei tikri ishi, kidedorish lekamei, tikri ishi. Tikri ishi, that was the second pasuk. Is dorish nami lemilse da isheya. So that's how the second pasuk came in, the maimer of Rabbi Yochanan ishi, kechala, the beis chomeo. And then we started speaking about isheya already, so now we're mevayer already the beginning of isheya. Arbo neviim lekamei meforishlu. Ubekulu kasabu bimei ziyohu yoysam ochoz yechizkiyo shekulam echelu linovi bimei ziyohu vekipchu chayei arbo melochim, and they lived over the lifespan of these four melochim. Leidai yeshlo yomakein, how did Chazal see this conversation? After lomei mashom lekadosh baruch kach lecha ishes nunim loyoma kein lenovi yachel. So we see that was the reason. Mister matosi kan agon miloshin rabenu abon nevim kuluk sibu bimei ziyo bar mimicha tersiv bei, doesn't say uziyo tersiv bei yoisam ochos yechizkiyo. Umbaomus like Siv Elo Ziyo. Umiyu Micha Biyomav Nisnabe. Micha was also Bizman Uziyo. Elo Shekvar Nisnaga. When he was started to say Nebue, so Uziyo already had become a Metzayre, a Menuge. Yoisem Bnoi Shoifet Al Ha'oret. I mean, Yoisem was Moilach Bechaye Uziyo. Therefore, it doesn't say that it says Yoisam Ochas Yechizkiyo, because when he started saying Nebue, Uziyo, even though he was alive, wasn't a Melech anymore. But the other three Nevi'im started saying Nebue before he became a Metzayre. Ba'omus Nemesh Nesayim of Neharash. The Yishaya b'yoyim arash tafsiva yinu ames asipim sheroshu al yoynim l'selfoi v'tachtoynim l'boiloi כמשפט קוירח ודוסי שאירערו על הקונה, וישיום נסנגה וישיה קוידם לכולו. הישיה was before all of them. אחי גרסינם, אוי מלוי, כך לוח איש זנונים, ואחר כך אוי מלוי שולחו. וילדי זנונים, שפילד לך בונים זנונים. She'll give birth, the children will be bonim znunim. What does bonim znunim mean? Sofik shalcho, sofik shalachayram. The children will be sofik mamzayram. Be yaldei znunim. So the marshal asks the kash over here, why the yaldei znunim? I feel like she's a zayna, but we have a klal, roi bilis. The marshal asks the kash, why are the yaldei znunim? We have a klal, roi bilis acha habal. So the Mashal says a Teret that it says Heshei was a Zokin. So by a Zokin already, we don't have this klal of Roi Bilis Acher Habal. That's what the Mashal says. The Meiris Gemara, they bring a Halochin Simen Dalet Sif Tezvov that by a Prutze B'Yoyser, there's also not Roi Bilis Acher Habal. So she was, we'll see in the Gemara later, this Goymer Bastiv Loyim was a Prutze B'Yaisa, some Amela, so the children over there are Yaldei's Nunim. Let us see Taisvitz. B'mei Ziyon is Nabal Bal Nabim. Afal Gavda B'michal Eksi B'ei Ziyol, Ela B'mei Yoisam Ocha Zichit Giyol, B'komok and Kivin Dersiv Kros Tam, Yeshloim Shebetchilas Malchus Yoisam Nisnabe, V'os Eidaim Ziyol Chai, El Shinisnage. ומולך יויסם בנוי תחתו ביומות. אומנה קדש ברוך הוא לישי, ממה שאומר לו אלא ככה זה, איש הזנונים, דור שמסתום מכך אומה עלוי, וכך הישיבו. Now the Gemara is going to darshan this איש הזנונים, what's פשט in her name, גוימר בס דבלוי. גוימר, Omar Rav Shahakoil Goimrim Bo. So Rashi says, Goimrim Bo Biyosom Zetavas Libo. Divloyim Diboro Bas Diboro. She was a Miyocheses also. Divloyim Shtei Dibois. Two Dibois. Doimo Bas Doime. Daima means achashuda. That's a taich. The daima ma'alma, the Gemara says, daima is a loshen chashuda. So she was achashuda, bas chashuda. She was a double daima. That's a dibaro, bas dibaro. Someone wanted to say, so it seems the vloyim is going on her mother. Bas the vloyim, she was a bas daima. So it's very good, because she could only be miyachas to her mother. You couldn't be miyachas to the father, but whoever the father was. But bas devloyim, she was a doime bas doime. Ushmuel omar, that devloyim is a loshin shemesuke befi akil kidveila. Rabbi Yochanan omar, shakil doshim bo kidveila. Dveila is pressed figs, so memele, Akel doshim bo kedveila. Dovar acher, goimer, oma Rab Yehude, shebikshu legamer memoinon shal Yisrael biyomel. That was a tkufe that the Yumas Oilom wanted to be legamer memoinon shal Yisrael. Rab Yehuden oma bozuzu vigomru. Not they wanted to, they tak accomplished this. Shenema ki ibdom melech arom, Vayisimen ka'ofer lodosh. The pasuk says further, Vatar vateled loibein, Vayomer Hashem elov kro shemoy Yisrael. Ki oid ma'at ufakadati es demei Yisrael al beis Yehu vihishbati mamluchas beis Yisrael. So Rashi, Tosfos says over here, Yisrael al shem ha'osid, Sheyizru ba'goyla, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom, we'll see later, Golos is called as Rie. So Memele, that's why, so this was Meramez on the first Peronius, The Ben Shalom was Geyser and Klal Yisro that that should be Sheyizru Bagoyla. Vatar oid vatelet bas. Vayoyma loy kro shemo loy ruchomo. There's no rachmim. Ki loy oisif oid arachim as base Yisroel. I will not be merachim anymore base Yisroel. Ki niso eso lahem. I'll then be meichel ve'averes. No more. Vatar vatelet bein, vayoymer kroshmoi loy ami. Ki atem loy ami v'onoichi loy eye lochem. Fartik. La'ache shenildu loy shnei bonim ubas, ubas achas. Oma le akodish bolcho loy sheya. Loy hoye locho lulmoid mi moyshe rabach. Shekiven shedibarti imoi pirish min ha'isha. Af ato bedoel atzmecho mimena. She should be pirish from this goyma. Oma aloi reboini shaloylam. Yeshli boni mimena. Veinani yoche loi tziyo. Veloi legarsho. He might see laz al boneo that the mother is a psazoyne, a keltet, it's a laz on the bonim, omle a kodish bolchu, u ma ato, she ishtecho zoyno, u bonecho b'nei znunim, who says they're your children? Take, it's not a moitzi laz, it's take, they're take b'nei znunim. Ve'in ato yeideim shaloch einim shalach eiremei, kach, aval piken yutayne einani yochel, Yisroel shehein bonai, b'nei b'chunai, b'nei Avrom Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Echad mi'abo kinyonim shekonisi b'ilomi. Klal Yisroel is one of the four kinyonim. What are the four kinyonim? Toire kinyin echad. T'chsiv Hashem konani reishis darkoi. That's one kinyon. Shemayim v'oret kinyin echad. T'chsiv koine shemayim v'oret. Beis HaMikdash Kinyanecha Dersiv Harze Konza Yeminoi Yisrael Kinyanecha Dersiv Amzu Koniso Vahato Marto Haviram Boom Acheres. How could I do such a thing? Kiven Sheyoda Shechoto. So then Hoshea realized that he was a Choyte. Omed Levakesh Rachmim Al Atzma. So he was what the best Mechile. Oma le HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad she'ato mevakesh rachmim al atzmecho bakesh rachmim al Yisroel she'gozarti aleihem shalosh gzeiros bavurecho. Eventually he was gozer three gzeiros because of Hoshea's kitrug. So memele, so they have to be mispal on Klal Yisroel. Oma ubikesh rachmim ubitol gzeiros. And then it says further that the Rabbeinu Shalom will mekabetz them from the Golas. So this was kineged the Peronius of the Zriyeh, the Golos. So the Rabbeinu Shalom now there was a bracha, there to be a kibbutz Golos. Bahoya Bamokim Ashe Yeyomalem Loyamiyaten Yeyomalem Bene Kelchoi. Benikbitz Ubene Yehude Ubene Yisrael Yachtot. Maybe this is the Benikbitz. Vizrati Oliba Oret Verichamti Es Loyruchomo. Bamarti Loyami Amiyato. So Mamela, this was the Tikkun of the Xeris that were in the Seira through the Kitrug of Hoshea. Zot Rashi. Ki ibdo melech haram, vayisimem ka ofo lodosh. Very interesting what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi just brings down the posik, honest. Batar vatelet bein. Vayomer Hashem Eilov Kroshmo Yisrael, she'osid ani lezoyram ulezoroysam bagoyla. Harbo kinyonim garsinin, ubeis hamikdosh echad minayim. kinyonim, what's the gather of kinyonim, kabiyoko by the Rabbanim Shalom, chashuvim, ba'einav likroisom kinyin loy. Ke odom she toireyach liknois dovo hachoviv loy. So that's the gather of kinyin that shows the chavivis. Sholish gzeiris, Yisrael ba'einu goylo. Beloy ami, that's the second one, beloy ruchoma. Nick Bitsu Botlog Zeres Agolus, Vrihamti Botlog Zeres Leiruchomo. Famarti Loyami Ami Otto Botlog Zeres Loyami. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oilo Le Rabbonu, Shemekareve, Shemekaveres Es Baileho. Vishoro. And a person who is zeichel esrora, it's not such a broche. It's mekaveres as by leosh. Ein lechol kol novi yonovi shlekipach arba melochim biyomo. Means they lived through the tkufa of four melochim. Chazayin yishayor ben omit ha-shechozo al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Oma Rabbi Yochanan. In some of the Raisa, the Yeshaya also was misnabe in this man of these four malachim. Amar, that's the goyim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mibnei ma'azocha Yerovon ben Yoyesh melech Yisrael limonais imalcha Yehuda. I mean, it says in this posik, the more we later the posik, Var Hashem Shoyal Eshe Ben Beiri B'mei Yuziyo Yoyis Amochit Yecheskim Alchi Yehudi B'mei Yerovon Ben Yoyish Melech Yisrael. So the Marsha explains that there were a lot of Malchei Yisrael in this Tkufe when there were four Malchei Yehudi. And the Pasuk says Asher Hoyo B'mei Yerovon. So what was the Yichus of Yerovon more than all other Malchei Yisrael which were existent in this time, and the Pasuk is not Mefaret them. The Gemara answers, Yibnei shiloi kibul loshen hora al omis. He wasn't mikabul loshen hora. Menol on the imni, how do you know that he was nimne together with Malcha Yehuda? Perceive. Dvar Hashem asher ho yeloi sheben beiri b'mei ziyo yoysam ochos yecheskiya Malcha Yehuda. Ubimei Yerovon ben Yoyesh Melech Yisrael. Umi Nolan de Laikibo Loshen Oro. Chsi. So the Gemara brings a posik in Omitz. Vayishlach Amatshia Koyin Beisel. This Amatshia was a Koyin for the Avodah Zarah. Al Yerovon Melech Yisrael Eima. Kosher Olecho Omitz. That Omitz is making a Merid against you. Chsi. Ki chay amar omois b'cherev yomus Yerovon. Yerovon will get killed. Yerovon will get killed. Hagavuchet was a sheker. Omois didn't say this. Omois said that the base Yerovon will die b'cherev. His son would get killed. He never said this on Yerovon. But Amatzi was a little wanted to put some spice, so he said that Yerovon said that Omois said that Yerovon will b'cherev yomus Yerovon. And Yerovam said, Omar chas v'sholom, Omar oisei tzadikach. There was a avtocha that there should be four doiris. He was the fourth doir. V'im Omar, and if he did say it, mo'es eloi shchina omro loi. So Memele, the Baruch Shalom said. So Memele, so that was the schus of not being mekabel loshen horis, it was zeiche to be nimne together with tzadikim. Omar Abeloso, afilu b'shas kasoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeicher es harachmi. When the Rebbein Shalom is in a matzav of kas, he's also maskir the rachmi. Shenema ki loy oisik oid harachim es beis Yisrael. So poshet pshat is, the marshos has pshat, that when we're speaking about, it doesn't say that Rebbein Shalom being kas, it doesn't say a loshen chiyuvi. It says a loshen shlili. That loy arachem is basis. The kli oisiv oid arachem is basis. That's how the Marsha says pshat. The Gam Horovitz says pshat, I can't, because the posik is not written correctly. It should have said klei oisif oid lirachim is beis Yisrael. What's the taich arachim? So the arachim is saying that in the klei oisif oid lirachim there will be an arachim. The Marsha says that the first pshat that we said that al kaponim, when the Rebbein Shalom is speaking to Peronius, he says shlilistik. So that's what beroiges rachim tiska. Don't speak about roiges. Rachim, no ya rachim. Azoivai, that the roiges should only be, it should be a skora of rachmin. But don't speak about something positive, a positive cause. Rab Yoisi berab Chanina Omar Mehoche. Ki nisa esalem, I'll be meichel them. So, kvonim, again, the Rebbein Shalom said in a lotion of not a lotion of Einish, a lotion of Tmiya. Omar Rabbi Loza, lo yihigla kodish boruch es Yisrael lebein umis, ala kadei shiyatayisva aleim geirem. Shenema uzrati ali ba'oretz. That the geirest, the godus of Klal Yisrael is azriye. Klum odom zereya so, ala lahachnis kamo kurin. So Memele, so here's also the Mechuvin. The Mechuvin is that the Golus will be as Rie, that will be Nitoisiv Geirim and Klal Yisrael al Yidea Golus. Rabbi Yochanan and Oma Mehoche, V'richamti es Loi Ruchomo. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Kipach kova, herich yomim hem aidei shem misnasim berabonis, heimesim, zochel imonis kedyal flakam. Gmezi yo, yoisom, seifa de krob mirov ben yoyish melech Yisrael. Koyim beisel, koyim alaakum. Zoicher asarachmim garsinen afilo bishas kas. Kilei oisib oida rachm, afil gav de peronusu, at kuri yomitker sham rachmim, but he mentions rachmim then. Kinisa Eslam Loshan Slicha, but Muimitam, Umi Slicha Komitka, Abolomaisa, Rabbein Shalom is Maskir Slicha, Visefer de Krodala Elu, Visefer the previous Posek. Leoisa Barachim, Rabbi Yechanan Oma Mahocha, Birichamti, Vamarti, Leloi Ami, Ami Oto. Oisam, so this is the raya that the Mechuvin was for Geiris. Shal Oisam, Shaloi, Hoyu, Mei Ami. Those who weren't Ma'ami, Yidviku Behem, V'yiyu Li La'om. So that's the Mechuvin of the Golas. Amar Rab Yechon and Mishim Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Mai Dechsiv, Al Tal Shein Eved Al Adoino, Ben Yekalelcho V'ashomto, Dechsiv Doir Oviv Yekalel V'simei Lo Yevoirach. Mishum, the Oviv Yekalo Vesimi Lo Yevoirech Al Talshen, Ela Afilu, Deir Sha Oviv Yekalo Vesimi Lo Yevoirech Al Talshen, Ebed Al Adoino Minolam Meyesheya, that he was Nenash, that means the Deir was Oviv Yekalo Vesimi Lo Yevoirech. Dachshemir the Marsha says that Oviv Yekalo means because the Shteger is the father is Miyasa Bono. So Memele Mehotazah Ben, so he's Mekalo the father for it. A mother is usually used a silk glove. So she's not mekalo the mother, but kaponim abalo yevoira. In such a doyer, there's a din al talshin. Let us see what Rashi says. Afilu doyer rishoyim, shaviyim, yekalalu, al tal, shaviyim yekalalu, al talshinim. Me yesheya, shenitves al shehirshin, es Yisrael vafa pi shechotu.